What amazing thing it is. God's creation. What an amazing thing it is. Just as he promised, he times everything out perfectly. The sun, the moon, the earth. He times it out so they can set clocks. The clocks are set by the Father's creation. And so this eclipse is a perfect example of how glorious our Father is. Everything works in his timing. What he says will be. He spoke it into existence. In Genesis, he spoke the word and there was light and it was good. Look at this. He sets things in motion, and scientists can set the clock by what God has set in motion. What does this tell you, American neighbors? That you can read the word of God and you better believe it and you better obey it, because God has set this word into motion and God has said what's going to happen, that judgment is coming. That Christ came as a baby in a manger, and he lived a perfect life, and Christ died on a stake and rose again. But unless you repent and unless you seek the kingdom of God in righteousness, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Turn, repent, seek after Christ. He's a glorious Savior, worthy to be lifted up today. The Father has set this all into motion. Christ is going to return. He's going to part the sky. And he's going to judge the quick and the dead. How will you fall, neighbor, on that judgment day? What's going to happen to you as you trample the blood of Jesus Christ and live your own life? Ponder the word of God. Ponder the Father's timing. Don't seek after light and signs and wonders. Seek after Jesus Christ. The Father has set the world at his timetable, and it's going to end. This world is going to end at his coming, and his new Jerusalem is going to rule. Will you have part in the new Jerusalem, or will you be put out into weeping and gnashing of teeth? Flee to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He's your only hope, neighbors.